basically, the things to consider are, from this constituent standpoint, is understand that someone does not go directly to prison without several chances, resources, and attempts to help them when addiction and things like this are involved. When an offender first offends, they are often eligible for deferral or prosecution. Then they have the opportunity of what's called deferred imposition of sentence. And then there's a suspended imposition of sentence, and then a suspended execution of sentence. Treatment, supervision, and accountability are all part of those opportunities. And with those chances, they are given a number of chances to comply before the opportunity is revoked.